U.S. Ambassador Francis Rooney is preparing to head back home after more than 2 years as his country's diplomatic representative to the Holy See. Charles Collins sat down for a talk with him to find out what memories he'll be taking home with him.
For a guy from Muskogee, Oklahoma, a state with 4% Catholics, growing up knowing very few members of the Catholic hierarchy and very little about how the central hierarchy of the church worked, it has been an incredible experience to see how important the role of the Secretary of State of the Vatican, the important opportunities that the Holy Father and the Office of the Secretary of State have to make the world a better place, to push the fundamental values of religious freedom, human dignity, seek peace, to seek transparency, to seek democracy from a platform of no secular, or personal, or pecuniary agenda. They have a tremendous opportunity to help the world, and they're assiduous in the way they go about doing it, and it's just an honor to have been part of this process for a couple of years.
Upon your arrival, you arrived just after the 20th anniversary of the establishment of relations, if I remember correctly. 20 years ago, there was some controversy when the United States established relations with the Holy See. Where would you say the state of that relationship is now?
Well, I think the relations with the Holy See are very strong, and particularly under the presidency of George W. Bush, who has such strong Christian and family values that have been a part of the hallmark of the last 7 years, I think the relationship is stronger than ever, both from a policy point of view and from a personal point of view. Policy point of view, of course, the alignment of our interest with the Holy See is very strong. Our national security strategy mentions in its early paragraphs human dignity and the essential freedoms, the same things that the Holy See is seeking to propagate in the world. On a personal level, of course, everybody knows the President had a very warm meeting with the Holy Father. Mrs. Bush had a great meeting with the Holy Father in February 2006, and I think there's a great personal chemistry. There was controversy when the mission was established, and I think now, certainly the Congress and the executive branch and the State Department would see the tremendous value in working closely with the Holy See and leveraging our efforts with the Holy See's efforts in the areas of the large issues facing humanity, preserving human dignity, enhancing religious freedom, and the other freedoms, association, speech, etc., where, since we're the country that was founded as one nation under God, we're a natural ally with the Holy See.
You mentioned the President's meeting with the Pope. Also, you are the first ambassador with the present pontiff, and it was a very long pontificate before. You mentioned being a Catholic from Oklahoma, but you're also a Catholic, spent a good deal of your life under Pope John Paul II. What has your experience been having this new Pope? Was there any interesting things that came out about being the first ambassador with this new Pope?
Well, there was a great deal of interest on the part of the State Department and the government, as well as many of our visitors who've come over here, about what's the Pope like. You know, he had a certain reputation in the press in the United States as being very severe in his approach towards some Catholic doctrines and things like that. And what I found when I met him is such an incredibly warm, engaging person as well. As I mean, you look at his eyes, you see he's the Pope. It's just you kind of melt, but there's a great warmth there which accompanies his intellectual depth, and so it's a rare combination, and I think that has shown itself to be very important to the world in light of the kinds of specific issues the world's facing right now. His particular combination of warmth and depth.
Now, in your time here, has there been any particular moment, you mentioned, of course, the President's visit, but maybe on a more low-key level that stands out to you in your time here at the Holy See?
Oh, there have been so many things, Charlie, I hate to pick. I mean, obviously, meeting the Holy Father is the penultimate experience for any, I think, Catholic, certainly for Catholic, and really for any thinking Christian or human. But there have been many, many important things. I mean, working with Sister Eugenie on the trafficking program and the people here in our mission, and I think we've continued to advance the ball there. It's very satisfying and I think an important work of both the United States and the Holy See. So many of the wonderful people that we've met in the Secretary of State's office and the different dicasteries, could hardly start to mention one without omitting many other wonderful people.
Well, you talk about the trafficking. For many years, this embassy has been involved with the anti-trafficking movement here in Italy, in the church. Can you tell us some of your experiences involving that?
A couple of highlights right quick are the recent conference we did, which was enlarged by some extra funding we got from the State Department, which related to the president's visit. When the president was here, my wife Kathleen and Amy Roth in our office organized a breakfast with Mrs. Bush over at Villa Taverna, a very small breakfast, and with Sister Eugenia. And Sister Eugenia got to spend a good time with Mrs. Bush and actually got to see the president. And the result of that is an increased focus of the State Department and increased funding. And I think we've been able to take the program to a whole new level, having those personal relationships in place.
You did see the Holy Father again during the annual speech to the Diplomatic Corps. He focused much of his speech on the situation in the Middle East. And can you tell us some of the workings there with the peace process, and how you think the Holy See and the United States can work together on this issue?
Well, and I think that ties into your question about U.S. Holy See relations. I mean, the United States wanted the Holy See at the Lebanon meeting a few years ago, and they in Cyprus, and they wanted the Holy See at Annapolis, and Monsignor Parolin went to Annapolis, and I think they're an important part of the quest for solution and for the broadening of dialogue concerning the Israeli-Palestinian conundrum. You know, the Holy Father spoke, I think, supporting the Annapolis process of broad inclusion of a nonpartisan and a broad, if you will, approach to the solution. And that's exactly what Annapolis is about, and that's exactly why the president's bopping around to see Palestinian guys, to see Olmert and the Israeli government, and he's going to do everything he can do to try to advance the ball here in the home stretch of his presidency.
The Holy See has been in negotiations with Israel for several years on various economic issues, all stemming from the establishment of diplomatic relations with Israel a little over 10 years ago. You have mentioned that the United States has been trying to help these negotiations along. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, the United States has had a consistent interest in seeing the process that began, I believe it was 94, with the recognition of Israel come to the kind of conclusion that everyone expected would happen shortly thereafter, which would be the concluding of a treaty which settled all these ancillary issues about church property and who does what in Israel. And it's taken a long time, as you know, and it's been a complicated, tortuous negotiation. And since I've been here several times, people from the State Department, including the Secretary, have contacted the government of Israel and urged them to stay at the table, to negotiate, and to try to get some of these kind of technical issues resolved so that we could focus on the big picture, which is the promotion of human dignity, solving the Palestinian-Israeli conflict in a way that gives a legitimate Palestinian state, but also preserves the self-confidence and the security of Israel. So these are kind of distracted from achieving the main objective, you know?
Now, moving back to you personally, what happens to Francis Rooney now that he leaves the city of Rome?
Well, I'll go back to my businesses, and they've operated on autopilot the last few years, and more time with our family, which is really the only problematic issue about serving over here is to be so far away from our kids in the United States. We've gone back and forth quite a bit, and they've come here, but it'll be nice to be around Notre Dame University a little more next year. And I think that God has given me a great gift of the chance to serve here, and I'm thankful for the president immensely for giving me the chance to serve here. And I think I need to take that gift forward and speak and explain to groups that are interested about how it really works here and how important the relationship between the United States and the Holy See is, what the Curia really does, you know, the role that the Secretary of State plays in dealing with some of these kind of secular conflicts and issues around the world, and the opportunities that we have to make the world a better place by linking our interest and the interest of the Holy See and the kind of agendaless good motive from which the Holy Father speaks.
Outgoing U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See, Francis Rooney, there, speaking to my colleague Charles Collins.